You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following recent discussions about the use of Te Reo Māori, I spoke to Marama Fox from the Māori Party. We spoke about if Pākehā are honouring Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the future of biculturalism in the hands of our rangatahi Māori.
Listen, there are so many of ordinary Kiwi Pākehā in New Zealand who absolutely love Te Reo Māori, absolutely love the treaty, and want to know how they can practically honour it in their working and everyday environment. I meet and work with a number of people across all the spectrums of New Zealand who absolutely love our bicultural heritage, recognise that we're moving into a multicultural future, but respecting and honouring the treaty means we first need to understand what biculturalism looks like. And so I think that we are moving on, and the types of comments that were made by a certain age of men in this country over the last couple of weeks shows that actually those are sort of assimilation theories and practices and thoughts that should be resigned to the history books of this country and left there to be studied as what we should not have done, and not to be promoted as the way of the future. Because if you look at our young people and you look at our children and our young parents, they are embracing Māori culture as part of who they are as being a Kiwi. And so I think the future looks bright for us, but we have to move ourselves past and beyond the type of rhetoric that was spewed out all over the nation in the last couple of weeks by people whose opinion I think are founded in colonising practices of the past.
Yeah, and you speak about normalising it in the use of broadcasting. How does it feel for Māori when Pākehā take that step to further nurture our relationship?
I think there are two points that need to be made. One is that those of us who speak to Te Reo Māori are just overwhelmed, going, this is great, fantastic. Yeah. I hear it and I don't even think about it as being something unusual. First couple of times I heard it, I clapped and celebrated in the car as I was driving along. But the so now it has just become normal, and that's exactly where we want to take it. But the second point we need to make is that there are 80%, or it's probably larger than that now, but approximately 80% of New Zealand Māori who don't speak Te Reo Māori, yeah, who will be listening to it going, gee, I wish I knew what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And so I feel for our nation. It is the birthright of every Māori child in this country to know their own language at least, but it's also the birthright of every Kiwi born to this nation, where we celebrate a diversity of an Indigenous culture that adds to our own culture as Kiwis, of who we are. When we go overseas, what do? We grab a bit of ponamu, a bit of shell, we wrap it around our neck, and you can spot a Kiwi anywhere in the world because of it. You know, we do the haka. We're proud of those things, and they are intrinsically Māori, but they're intrinsically Polynesian, and they make us celebrate who we are. It's part of who we are. So I feel for those people who don't know their own language. And I finally want to say this, that for 30, 40 years now, the likes of Rangi Nui Walker, Mason Jury, Wharehuia Milroy have all said that success indicators for tertiary students is fluency in Te Reo Māori. For that fact alone, every Māori child at least should be learning their own language. It is their birthright, and it was whipped out of their parents. It was legislated against, and it needs to be restored to our nation as a normal language of conversation.
Absolutely. Do you feel optimistic about the Greens being in the new government, and they campaigned on policies about compulsory te reo? Do you feel optimistic about the future of that?
Well, so did the Labour Māori MPs over the last 3 years, mm-hmm, constantly bring up the use of compulsory te reo Māori in schools. Now, everybody says if you compel people to do it, you'll just get a backlash. Well, we compel people to do many things in our schools, including maths and English and science, the arts, technology, PE, health. All of those are compulsory subjects. To add another in there is beneficial to this nation, because Te Reo Māori is the vehicle by which we understand Te Ao Māori. It is the window to Māori history, New Zealand history, culture and tikanga, language and identity all help us understand who we are as a nation and move forward. Now, I am optimistic, but already I've heard from Labour that they want to make it compulsorily available. Well, welcome to National's world, because that's exactly what their policy is. I think we need to maintain the pressure. I do think it will naturally happen across more and more schools, but we need to be prepared. Now, when I was in Parliament, I worked with the PPTA, the NZEI and the Ministry of Ed to start developing a strategy of what it would take for Te Reo Māori to be compulsory in schools, bringing it in at year one and then growing it into year two and year three and beyond, scaffolding it up, developing programs, training teachers, and understanding that the teacher doesn't need to be the expert, that we're all on this learning journey together. I'm still learning Te Reo Māori, and I've been speaking it now, gee knows, for a long time.
So do you think that when these debates take place, and when they're taking place between Pākehā and being headed by Pākehā, how do we more pave the way so that Māori can be heading these and we're hearing a Māori perspective as opposed to a Pākehā's perspective on the language?
Here's the problem with that, is that Māori have been talking about it for generations.
For sure.
That's why we have kōhanga reo, but that we don't listen to them is the issue.
Yeah.
As soon as a Pākehā says it, then all of a sudden people stand up and go, oh, isn't that wonderful that we've got a Pākehā person advocating for equality for Māori, as if they are the saviour of the Māori race. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way, because it happens so often, it's wonderful. But why do we not listen to Māori with the same perspectives?
Yeah.
Is it because it feels like we're banging on the grievance drum of the treaty? And is it the treaty backlash that stops us, because some people think that that means that Māori are somehow more privileged, more entitled in this nation, when the exact opposite is the actual reality?
Absolutely.
It's very easy for people to sit on high in their privileged, entitled perspective and dictate to everybody else what they should be doing when you sit in the majority. But if you have ever sat in the minority situation where you feel ostracised in a classroom because nothing around you looks like anything you understand or know, then the content is all about European history, when all of the language and the examples that we use come from European authors and writers, then we are alienating ourselves from our own culture.
Mm.
We need to allow Māori to have a voice, and for that to be okay and not looked as if we're just moaning, whinging bigots all the time, because then we get this reverse racism placed on us. Well, you can't be racist from a minority perspective, because racism, by definition, is the ability to use someone's power over another determined by race in a majority-minority perspective.
That's right.
So if you're a minority group called Māori or Tongan or Samoan or Jewish or whatever your minority perspective is, then you are challenging the status quo, or challenging those preconceived notions of majority people, is not racist. It's merely highlighting and challenging those ill-conceived notions and how they impact on us as a people.
Mm. Do you think that following the Māori Renaissance period, and, you know, I've grown up with so many young Māori who will have bright futures likely in politics, do you think that there's a resurgence on the way in the next half, like, decade or so?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I have no fear for the future of our Māori people or this nation as a whole, as we start to embrace Māori culture as part of who we all are, because of I can see what's coming. Those young people who have grown up firm in their language, culture and identity, they don't understand self-deprecating humour, because they're going, sorry, that's not anything I recognise. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of being Māori. Mm-hmm. I know my language, I know my history, and I know my Māori knowledge. And that, when you couple it with traditional mainstream education of the European, Eurocentric, basically, background, is empowering, and it's powerful, and those people don't have any qualms about their language, culture and identity, so that can all be removed. Now we stand as equals, shoulder to shoulder, and they are all powerful because their extra knowledge of their mātauranga Māori added to their mātauranga Pākehā has empowered them and given them a greater sense of self and purpose in this nation, and they are amazing. I cannot wait. I absolutely feel like my job as an MP, or was as an MP, or even as a Māori leader, is to pave the way for them to come through. And if we are not doing that, then we are not doing our job. I have no fear for our future when I see the calibre of our young people and their knowledge of self and identity and language coming through to lead this country.
What do you think the next steps are in furthering and nurturing our bicultural relationship?
Well, first of all, I think it's one that those of us who speak Te Reo must, in our homes and with our children, if not us, then who? We had an ancestor called Paura Putangatua who foretold of the loss of our language, but he said our children would restore it to us. And so those of us who do should, at home, in the classroom, absolutely the Minister of Education right now should be developing or continuing to develop the policy and the strategy that will see Te Reo Māori be brought into mainstream education and scaffolded through with appropriate program support and training for future teachers. That should be happening right now. I also think that as a government we need to commit to the policy that will happen rather than put delaying tactics and waiting for the popular vote to come in and support them. You have to be brave enough to take a step into the darkness before the light comes on. That's what faith is, that's what leadership is. And for people to say that Te Reo Māori is of no benefit to them, I mean, that's just ignorant. Because when you are when you are bilingual, that opens up your windows of opportunity and your brain development to take on third and fourth languages. I have two sons now that are learning their fourth language and plan to learn a fifth. Mm-hmm. It is the way of the world across the rest of Europe that people know three, four and five languages. And if learning Te Reo Māori does nothing more than help us understand each other as we live in this nation together, so that we can grow in unity and ko tahitanga as a people, as a Kiwi, as a Māori, as a Pākehā, as non-Māori, as Pacifica, then that surely is beneficial to living in peace and harmony in our nation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.